I'll never forget the day we collate the magazine. The big operation takes place on a Thursday, but the previous day I've collected it from the city. I never really thought of papers as heavy, but as I made my 8th trip to the car, staggering under the load of enormous carton containing the last of the 20,000 printed sheets, I changed my mind. Thursday night, our helpers pour in. Herb brings his wife Anne, her mother, and the friend who is staying with them. Sandra and her baby drag along their next-door neighbour. As usual, there are 3 couples, friends of ours, but not connected with the fellowship, who come every time. We've asked other friends, and they come when they're able. One lady wants to help, but is tied up herself, so she sent around a friend who had called in for a chat. Several of our CFFD folk really miss this social occasion. Connie comes from Northcote, and Keith from the other side of Auckland always brings a carful. There's even a boy from my class at school. When he heard what I was doing, I couldn't stop him coming. I just like helping people who have a need, was his explanation. Then we swing into action. Just one table, but 3 old doors play their part. 5 lines of human collating, as well as a very neat mechanical one. 3 people stapling, 2 folding, 2 packaging, one on the computer address label, and the others tying, counting, cellophaning, and sorting into area bundles. When we got the magazine the day before, our 3 children, Jen, David, and Andy, moved into action for hours at a time, and then the next morning they were up at 6 and at it again. They had done several hundred before they went to school. Andy started on this 3 years ago as an over-enthusiastic but under-accurate 4-year-old. We did our best to check, but some slipped through. Pages missed out, 2 copies of the same page, some out of order, others upside down. Thanks for your tolerance if you received one of these. But they say stamps with a flaw are very valuable, so maybe your magazine is also of great worth. Now Andy is very accurate. And that was written by Hugh Willis.